In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne the guy gonna have some funny sweet say out his mouth.
Just because I say something you may not agree with doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the Day right there.
the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but like, I mean no harm.
Wow, Donkey of the Day for Monday, November 1st. First of the month goes to a 28-year-old Michigan man named Kevon Burns. Now, Kevon Burns, ladies and gentlemen, just received a letter saying he was in contempt of court. What is contempt of court? Contempt of court is when a person disobeys a court order or disrupts the court's legal process and can result in punishments, including jail time and fines. Now, Kevon said there was no specific reason for contempt listed on the document, but forget all that. I don't care that Kevon got contempt of court. I care what Kevon did to put himself in a position to get contempt of court in the first place. See, Kevon had to appear in court via Zoom because of a charge he caught in 2020. The charge was operating a motor vehicle without security. Operating a vehicle without security means driving without car insurance and is considered a misdemeanor in Michigan. That can result in fines between $200 to $500 and up to a year in prison. All right. Because of that charge, his license was suspended. So he's got a suspended license, and he had to have a Zoom court hearing to address the driving without security charge. I repeat, Kevon had a suspended license, and he had to have a Zoom court hearing to address the driving without security charge. Would you like to know how that went? Let's go to WGN TV9 for the report, please.
In Michigan, a driver with a suspended license thought it would be smart to try and double down.
Are you driving right now?
Yeah.
You're suspended, and you're in court. First of all, interrupting the court.
Second, I'm not even driving. I'm parking somebody's car because they couldn't park. That's all I was doing. It's a female car.
All right. I'm going to need you to park your car and get out of the car, okay?
If you're having a bad day, just say that.
I'm not having a bad day until you started talking while driving at the same time that you're suspended.
The judge could have issued a warrant for the man's arrest, but she didn't. He shared the stunt on TikTok.
Kevon said he wasn't driving.
Yes!
Sorry.
He was just parking someone's car. Last time I checked, you had to, you know, drive the car to park it.
Oh my God. Isn't parking and driving two different things?
Kavon had a suspended license and showed up to his Zoom court hearing driving. Well, as you just heard, Kavon didn't duck it. He posted a clip of what we just heard on his own Instagram page, and he tagged the Shade Room. Dropping the clues bonds for Shade Room.
Yes! What?
I'm sorry.
The Shade Room reshared the video on October 8th and amassed over 2.9 million views with 17,000 comments. Then the video spread even further with another one of our favorite sites, WorldStar. Dropping the clues bonds for WorldStar. WorldStar shared it on IG the same day, and it got over 2 million views. Then a Reddit user reshared the clip to Facepalm, which is a subforum dedicated to the stupidity of individuals online. And, yeah. They posted the video with the headline, "Guy with suspended license shows up to Zoom court while driving." That gained over 26,000 upvotes and 487 comments. Then last Friday, another person reposted the video to TikTok, where it blew up even further and garnered over 3.7 million views and 490,000 likes. Basically, as the kids say, he was viral. What does that even mean? I had a young lady walk up to me a couple weeks ago at one of my favorite spots to eat, Paula's in Hackensack. You ever been to Paula's? You've been to Paula's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dropping the clues bombs for Paula's. Soul food restaurant in Hackensack, New Jersey. If you're ever in Jersey, pull up to Paula's in Hackensack. It's on Main Street. Nice young lady wanted to take a pic with me, and she said, "Charlamagne, you know you viral, right? You viral. I got to get a pic with you. You viral." I have no idea what that means. I know things can go viral, but I didn't know a person could be considered viral. But these youngins think differently. So Kavon, he's viral. He thought he was viral so much so that he attempted to monetize that viralness because he set up a Shopify website selling sweatshirts and t-shirts featuring his quote from the video, "If you're having a bad day, just say that."
If you're having a bad day, just say that.
That's what he told the judge. Right? Burns told Insider in an interview that within days of the clip going viral, he received a notice that the court was holding him in contempt, and he said there was no specific reason for contempt listed on the document. I don't know what the specific reason is either, but it just sounds like you need to be charged with something. Right? I don't have anything to add to this. I really don't. Kavon had a suspended license, showed up to Zoom court driving, tagged some of the biggest blogs in the game to post the crime, sold t-shirts to him mocking the judge, and now he's acting surprised because the courts are charging him with things. Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please give Kavon Burns the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
"Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Do we have to?
Yes.
Do we really have to?
I'm not playing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All I right. guess for feces and giggles, guess what race it is? Kavon Burns, 28-year-old Michigan man, had a suspended license, showed up to Zoom court driving, posted his video to his own Instagram page, tagged Shade Room. Guess what race he is? Angela Yee doesn't want to play.
You want to ask Red?
He sounded like a white woman to me.
A white woman? Okay. Red. Angelique says white woman, Red. Envy?
Red, you don't want to play? President, no, I don't want to play. I'm good.
Envy?
Yes.
28-year-old Michigan man named Kavon Burns. Kavon Burns had a suspended license, showed up to Zoom court while driving, posted his video tag Shade Room. Guess what race he is?
See, this is very easy to me. Couple reasons why. I know a lot of people with their license suspended, they don't believe in license suspended. They drive anyway. And all those people are black, right?
Wow.
That's one.
Now, that's a very, very broad generalization you just did.
I said,
man.
I know a lot of people, so it stands. Also, the fact that they put it on their own social media had me slide into the left a little. But then when you name the social media site, Shade Room, WorldStar.
White people go to Shade Room, WorldStar. White people go to WorldStar. Those are big sites out here in these streets.
I'm going black.
Well, I will have you, Angela Yee, and I will have you, DJ Envy, know that you are both wrong.
Really?
Okay, he's not a white woman, and he is not black. He's a nigga. We have a drop for that, Red.
Hey, it's powerful niggardry at work here.
Right? This is 100% pure nigga.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? And I don't talk to niggas after 5 p.m.
All right.
By the way.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. All right. Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Has somebody ever given you something fake? Now, this comes from French Montana talking about Akon giving him a watch.
He had given me a Hublot, so it wasn't iced out. So I just took it to my jeweler. I was like, yo, can you switch this for me? Akon gave it to me for my birthday. He looked at me and was like, what you mean? Akon did not give you this, my guy. So I just called him. Shout out to Akon, by the way. It's my guy. I'm still waiting for that.
For the real one?
Yeah, for the real one. So I'm at him. I'm like, yo, Con, this my jeweler said it's fake. Say it ain't so. He was like, what? And he was like, let me call you right back, because he gave me a couple of them like that. Let me call him. I ain't hearing from him about that. Watch this that day.
All right. 800-585-1051. Has somebody ever given you something fake?
I just feel like when I hear a guy from New York say a man gave him a Hublot, I just feel like you need to pause that.
Why?
No, no. So, what's it called?
It's a Hublot.
Pause.
What's wrong
that
with
sounds
you?
Wild. He gave me a Hublot.
Oh, goodness gracious.
It was fake.
800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Come on.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.